This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Now, of course, you are free to bring up anything that you might want to discuss. That is up to you. Of course, we always bring things in that we think you might find interesting. Everything from revenge porn to the government, which is, of course, even more offensive. Actually, right now, maybe a little bit less so. Maybe
right?
a little bit less so. Supposedly, the shutdown thing went into effect last night.
I have real concerns.
No, you don't. What are you talking about?
I do. I'm afraid that the shutdown is going to end.
That is a legitimate concern.
I think so. I think it'll end before we can reap the true benefits of this government shutdown.
Well, now, what we found out last night, Daryl did some research, and he discovered that the longest shutdown only lasted like 20 days.
Do you remember when that was?
It was during the Clinton administration, okay, like 95, 96.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. That was when I first became aware of this thing of government shutdowns. And
right.
There have been several threats since that time, but apparently the only other time it actually shut down was in 2013.
There was a shutdown during the Reagan years. I remember that because
right.
I was in the
military.
Yeah. I remember the Clinton one well. I've got a good story about that we could talk about later.
Yeah, well, so maybe you out there have experienced this government shutdown. You know, does it mean something to you? Was something that you wanted to access unavailable today? Because they say that the non-essential government services have been shut down. But essential ones like the TSA.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they catch so many bombs and guns at their checkpoints.
No, they don't. They don't even catch the test bombs that they send through with TSA testers.
That's right. And they don't catch like 90% of those.
Yeah. Yeah, which...
And I'm not exaggerating.
No. Yeah. We've done stories on that before, and it's dead on. They just do not do a good job of it. And
well, they are the government, and that's kind of what the government
does. To be expected.
Is they do a crappy job of pretty much everything they do. But yet, when the government shuts down, there are still people who will caterwaul about how terrible it is.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know.
As though they love the government, as though there's some sort of government thing that they really appreciate. Maybe they're getting a paycheck from the government, or maybe they are on government welfare. In this case, they do say here at the CNN story that you had brought in tonight that,
yeah,
don't worry, your government welfare is going to keep coming.
Well, there's a couple things about government shutdowns. We've seen time after time. Truly essential services, the ones that would really mess with people. Like if you know, you are dependent on the government for a paycheck, you're probably going to get a paycheck. If you're on welfare or something like that, if you're a actual government worker, you may be furloughed.
Which means you'll get paid later.
Right. But there's also this symptom of the, I think they call it the Washington Monument syndrome or something like that. I'll have to Google it. But it's the idea that, you know, what government will do is shut down things that you are desirable, and they're very public. So in the past, they've shut down national parks. That was a big thing last time we had a shutdown.
And they make a big to-do about it, like putting up caution tape or barricades or whatever.
I had so much fun taking those things down in 2013. I guess
really?
That was the last one. Oh, yeah. I got great video. Got stopped by a officer who was technically breaking the law.
Now, why were you taking it down? Was that back when you were working for the town?
Oh, no. This was when I lived in Pennsylvania, and they had shut down the Gettysburg
National... I think you've been here for longer than a couple of years, so I guess, you were back.
Oh, yeah, I was in Pennsylvania.
All right, so what happened? They shut down
Gettysburg National Battlefield, and that was close to where I live, so I thought, well, how do I want to spend my Saturday? Let's go around and let's take down barricades and things like that. That sounds like fun.
Now, isn't that interfering with government administration?
Oh, it's interfering with all sorts of things,
okay,
which made it sound even more fun. So my girlfriend and I hopped in the car, and we went around, and as soon as we got to where you could do the driving tour, dun-dun-dun, big barricade.
Right.
Well, I guess I'll get out and move those three cones.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Okay. I envision them bringing one of those big concrete barricades in with like a, you know, bear cat or something.
Yeah, they usually it was cones, but sometimes they had like a real, like a wooden barricade with a red and white stripes on it. They'd put that and we'd move it off behind. And it was interesting because when we got there, you know, there's nobody traveling around. You can see for miles and nobody's up by all the statues and stuff like that. And we pulled over and we went into, took down the barricades in a couple spots. And then all of a sudden, like, this whole line of cars of tourists
that disappeared,
gone to Gettysburg to go drive around and see everything. They just all came in and we just sort of sat up on the hill and went, wow, we just gave somebody, you know, something to do on this Saturday. They probably drove a long distance to get here. And
they weren't sure if it was going to be open, and you opened it.
And we opened it for them.
Now, I say that, you know, it's your park, right? They claim that it's public property, so how can that be closed? You are just doing your job as a member of the community and allowing your community access to their park.
Hey, if there would have been a box in the middle of the road that people might have hit and it would have blocked their way.
Right.
I would have moved that out of
somebody
the way,
left some cones here. Yeah, right. If there was a spike trap there, I mean, you'd have moved that out,
I would
out
have
too.
Moved that, too. So.
That could hurt somebody.
It could have. So it was fun.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It reminds me of Derek Jay, former co-host here on Free Talk Live and a great activist, the star of Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. He would do stuff like that, and if ever caught, he would just say something like, "Oh, I was just making improvements."
Right.
It's my property.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you keep telling me.
Yeah, that's the claim, but they don't really act like that now, do they?
No, not at all. And after we had done this several times and opened up roads all over the park, and I forget how many square miles it was, we just basically did the tour and opened up everything we could. We finally got accosted by a park ranger close to pretty much in the town of Gettysburg, and he came out and, you know, we were driving on a road that was now opened by us.
Right.
They said, this road's closed. I'm like, well, I didn't see any cones. He's like, yeah, somebody's been driving around and taking down all our barricades and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to ask for your ID. I'm like,
you can
why?
Ask, but I'm not going to show it to you.
Why? You can't even be working today. Well, no, that's not. Then that's when the camera.
Oh, he's essential. Essential government bureaucrat.
He was not essential.
No.
That was
what was
the
he doing
that
there?
Was the issue. That's what I asked. So the phone comes out, the camera goes on,
we
start asking questions, and you know, basically at that point, he was asserting that I had to provide ID even though I was on, you know, federal land on a park that I own, which I refused to do, and that once I started quoting the acts that make it illegal for any government employee to work during a shutdown, he immediately called the supervisor and then he let me go with a warning.
I see.
Yeah, so it was just like, come on, dude.
Wow.
You're not supposed to be here. Your supervisor's not supposed to be here. We're playing by your rules.
Maybe he just knew that eventually the government was going to come back and then he was going to get back pay, so he figured he'd put in his hours anyway.
Maybe he's just a dedicated guy.
That's what I'm saying. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever you want. We've got Mark on the line in Coachella, California, listening online. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm very stimulated by this conversation. And
all right.
A lot of people take issue over whether you owe this tax to that agency or that tax to this agency. And if you look closely at the 16th Amendment, there's a very clear definition of what and who a taxpayer is.
Okay. And I mean, we weren't talking about that, but you're certainly welcome to tell us about it. So please go right ahead.
I thought we were talking about Internet sales tax.
No, that was last night on the show, but maybe you're listening via some sort of delayed broadcast.
But that's okay. Well, what's your comment?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you look at the 16th Amendment closely, a taxpayer is narrowly defined as someone who is enjoying a federal benefit, meaning someone who works in Washington or is paid by the Army or some federal agency. There's a long list of alphabet agencies. But
this sounds familiar to me. Has this come from a book?
Yeah,
somewhere.
We can discuss this.
I do want to talk more about it. Does this come from somebody's book, Mark, or is this your own research?
It's the Constitution of the United States. It's the 16th Amendment to the Constitution.
So a lot of these guys who've been promoting this stuff have ended up going to prison. So I want to hear more about this, because I support not paying taxes to the government, but I don't know if you're going to argue your way out of it legally. We're coming up here in moments. Let's find out what Mark has to say and your thoughts. Welcome.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here, and we do it 7 nights per week with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with just a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. By the way, the dude who had called in at the very end of the last segment to talk supposedly about the sales tax, but then talk about the income tax and about how he believes that it that there's something about the definition of a taxpayer is in the 16th Amendment.
Right.
You actually had pulled up the 16th Amendment there during the break, Chris, to do a little research, see what it actually said. But the dude hung up right after we put him on hold, so I guess he didn't really want to talk that badly
about
it. Yeah,
but a shame.
But I do want to come back to his question because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who purport similar ideas, and I like the idea that, you know, hey, buddy, you don't qualify.
Right.
It's voluntary, or it's, you know, you don't qualify under this definition of a person, or under this definition of
taxpayer
yeah. or income. You know, your money that you're earning isn't actually income. I mean, I've heard all of these things over the years. We've been doing the show for a long time.
Yeah.
And a variety of people, including some of the very advocates of these schemes, have come on here, and scheme maybe is not the right word. It suggests that you're trying to get out of something that you owe, and you don't. You don't, in my opinion, owe a criminal gang anything.
Yeah.
But they will force it out of you.
They will, absolutely. And this was such an abhorrent idea to our founding fathers, the people who wrote the Constitution. Yeah, there was nothing in the Constitution that allowed the federal government to implement basically a head tax, you know, that we're going to collect tax money at the federal level from everybody.
Let's come back to it here in a moment. I want to bring Joe on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to say I've recently discovered your show. I really enjoy
Thanks.
It. I do appreciate the fact that you give the number out frequently. I can't tell you how many shows I listen to. They rarely give the number
out. Because they don't actually want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Most of the other talk show hosts are such egomaniacs. All they really want to do is hear themselves talk. That's why they name the show after themselves.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys are spot on. I just wanted to know, don't spend too much time. I know there are a lot of callers, but very briefly, if you would, and if
There's
you don't,
really
we'll still be friends. Just list one or two things that you do like about the Republicans, and one or two things you do like about the Democrats.
Well, that's a really good. That's an interesting question.
It's a great question to ask Ian. I want to see if he can come up with one.
Well, it's a hard thing to answer because the Republicans don't all agree on everything, and the Democrats don't all agree on everything. I can make a statement of like conservatives and liberals. Would that be all right?
Oh, fuck. That's fine.
Okay. I like
your style, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I like generally, and again, it's also hard to really nail down what a conservative believes and what a liberal believes, but let's just go with some general, you know, statements and things that people might agree with. And maybe, you know, tell me if you disagree or agree on this.
Sure.
I think Republicans talk a good game about smaller government. I hear that from many Republicans, and I like the way that sounds. Unfortunately, the reality is they don't actually bring about smaller government when you elect them. But I like the way they talk about smaller government, so that's one thing. And then, let's see, Republicans are, they tend to be anti-tax. That's, the rhetoric that they put out there.
Sure.
So I like that idea. I don't like the idea of being taxed and having to pay money.
We'll leave more money in your pocket.
Right. Some Democrats seem to be kind of, compassionate towards other human beings, and I appreciate that. I don't think that the government is the right way to accomplish compassion. I think it's actually going to create the opposite of your intentions, but I appreciate the intention of being compassionate and coming at things from that perspective. And Democrats seem like they might be more likely to be tolerant towards others. At least that's what they portray. But, of course, then we see the reality is they're really not very tolerant of people who think differently than them. So, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of countering what I've just said.
No,
but,
no. I agree with you completely. There's the what we say and then what we do.
Yeah.
And in the midst of this is the unintended consequences. What I will say positively towards both sides is I believe there are a number of people, and probably the vast majority of quote-unquote grassroots, that are doing things because they truly believe it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And it's that need of a wake-up call to realize that big centralized organizations aren't good at promoting those sorts of changes, and they're going to be ineffective, and they're going to have unintended consequences.
That's because use of aggressive force always has unintended consequences,
sure.
No matter what the end goal that you have in mind is, no matter how, you know, highfalutin, you know, your plan. Oh, we want to feed the hungry. We want to help the sick. We want to save this group of people from oppression around the world. I mean, those are all valiant goals to have,
sure.
But when you fund those programs through the threat of violence, which is what the government is always funding its programs through, the threat mm-hmm. of violence. If you don't pay, they will put you in a jail cell. Come back around to the income taxes. We've seen with Irwin Schiff, for instance, one of the income tax right. freedom advocates, ended up dying in a prison cell. He was 80 something when they put him in there for, you know, saying what he said about that. So Joe, did we answer your question all right?
Absolutely. Plus.
All right, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just a cold beer and a day off.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for the call. We're glad you're out there. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I know what it's going to take to give them that wake-up call, Chris, to have people who they want something. They want either the government to leave them alone.
Right.
But at the same time, they also want the government to bother people. So, like, some Republicans, they like the idea of smaller government, except in certain areas where they love.
Oh, no, got to have a strong military.
Big military, well-funded, right. more bombs, right. more, you know, jets, more aircraft carriers. And, of course, those things tend to be used to oppress people around the world and create enemies for people in the United States. But, of course, the Democrats did the exact same thing when they were in charge, so it's not like they're really that different. But, again, talking about the rank and file is different than talking about right. the people who run for political office. I mean, there really isn't much of a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats who run for office. But the rank and file, they're convinced that there is something different about them.
Well, you have those certain trigger issues. You know, we can talk about abortion or immigration or all these sort of, or, you know, Social Security. Actually, they're both going to support that. But you do have these issues, these tiny issues that become very divisive, and that just stops all progress, which is why if I were to say, is there one thing I love about the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, I can apply it to both. It's that there are those issues that they don't agree on, so it keeps them from causing more havoc.
And that
gridlock is my friend.
That
I
is
love
to some
gridlock.
Extent what's happening right now in D.C., right? They are disagreeing over the DACA,
right.
which is sort of an immigration-related bill. We'll continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, we will take your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Whether it's the government shutdown, are you ebullient? Are you happy about this? Or are you bummed out? Are you depressed? Are you angry? 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, this is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and in the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
So we're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. We started out talking about the government shutdown, which is in progress now, and of course the big question is, how long is this one going to last? Could it last forever?
Boy, that's what I'm pulling for.
Could it? Is there even a possibility that it could go on forever?
Is there a Santa Claus? Oh, man.
I shouldn't get my hopes up, should I?
I know. I've been that way all day. I've just been buoyed. I've been, like, walking on air. When government shutdowns happen, it's just, it puts a spring in my step.
Walking on sunshine.
Exactly. I need some Katrina and the Waves going on.
Blink Home Security System, even though the government shut down, there still may be somebody trying to get in your house. You never know about that stuff. And why not protect it with an actually shockingly affordable home security system that is wireless? You don't have to deal with the big hassle of drilling holes, running wires like you do with all those other systems. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. You can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one of their security cameras. You set it up in moments. You unbox it, pop the batteries in, plug in the hub, and you do a little bit of configuration via your favorite Wi-Fi device like a tablet or smartphone, and you're good to go. It is that simple. blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Rob in Chesapeake, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Yeah. Hey, I've been listening to you guys talking, and
all right,
some of the stuff I agree with, but I don't get what you would want to ping on the military for, because I know a lot of people don't think a military is necessary anymore, but I have to have a difference of opinion, because I know
some of the things China has. And they really are a heck of a lot more sophisticated Air Force and Navy than they had, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. They've got stuff that can match ours, and they've got submarine platforms that are just as good as what we've got. They've got a larger standing army.
More people over there.
Yep.
Yes, and...
Why the fear? I mean, why are you so afraid of China?
Just because they've got big weapons? Because we've got something that we have a large enough military to dissuade them.
Why would they attack anyway? I mean, even if you didn't have, let's just say tomorrow the military disappeared, why would China attack?
Let me ask you something. Why does any country ever attack a country? Do you know what it is?
Usually it's land and power.
Resources.
No. It's
religion.
It's not, okay.
That too.
It's normally, well, if you give me a chance.
Yeah, please.
It's not people like me and you, because I was in the military and I'm still work for the government.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Well, listen, buddy. I mean, you really shouldn't. You shouldn't give me the aha, okay?
That's okay.
Chris was in the military too, by the way.
I spent many years in government service.
Okay. So the thing is, man, it's not going to be people like me and you that start a war. It's going to be politicians.
Never is.
It's because they're afraid, and a lot of times they're small-minded.
Yeah, they're psycho. Sociopaths.
Well, I don't know if they're sociopathic, but
I think it's
almost like once they get there, they really do think they know what's best for everybody.
Mm.
And when they start a war, and I really hope it's not anything like a nuclear war. I mean, I really wish the nukes would go away. I'd love to see a day when the world has no war, when it's sort of a thing of the past. But unfortunately, we're not there yet, and it's not fear. It's just, I think we can go through the world without fearing a war, but you got to have in the back of your mind that we don't know what the political leaders are going to do and what they're going to drag us into. And until we get leaders who don't feel it's necessary to go to war to solve a problem, if you don't have a military that can, where these leaders will think about it before they start a war, and look at Saddam Hussein. Look what he did. It's a smaller scale, but Saddam Hussein...
You mean the guy the U.S. military or the U.S. government installed?
We backed him up, and then he went into Kuwait seize oil fields.
I don't know about all that. I'm just telling you, people like that, okay, Kim Jong-un, men like that, men like Hitler, they're not going away.
Kim Jong-un, the guy who's in power because of his father and grandfather who were basically put in power because the United States got involved in the... conflict in Korea.
I would love that we didn't get involved in any conflict, but
get rid of the military.
I think
I disagree. That won't do it.
Getting rid of the military it won't do anything.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here, I got no problem, man. If you want to go and invade some other country, if you want to go and try to protect somebody in another land, then I think you should be free to do that.
Absolutely.
And raise all the money that you can voluntarily by other people who want to support you in that that process. And similarly, I think that people should be able to defend their property in whatever way they want to, with whatever weapons and organizations that they want to. What I disagree with is that it's all funded through violence. I mean, how about you fund things on a consensual basis?
Right.
If
there were a checkbox on your tax form and it said, you know what, you have the option of whether or not to contribute 10% of your taxes towards the military, yes or no?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Well, does that seem like a more fair system? I want to touch on one other thing,
please.
Too. And this is about what you're talking about. I'm probably kind of unique in that I'm like decades older than anybody else here on our show. But I do see, as long as there is a United States, as long as we have this government system, then there's going to necessarily be some form of a defensive force. My issues with the military are that it has ceased to become a defensive force. It's become an offensive force. And the scale of spending has skyrocketed beyond any sense of reality. You know, we basically kept the Russian bear at bay for decades by matching them on a nuclear level. So here we sit with, you know what, after the SALT drawdown, somewhere around 9,000 nuclear weapons on our soil. The Chinese are estimated to have somewhere around 150 to 200. Is that not a deterrent in itself? I think the threats that we face are oftentimes more of our making. So I look at the threat of terrorism, and I look at where we have hundreds of military bases, which are on what the Muslims will consider their own holy land. I would much rather see a non-interventionist foreign policy so that we were kind of pulled back, so we protect our shores, we protect our country.
Would you agree with that, at least that far, Rob, of keeping the military as is, but then having it not intervene around the world, just having them defend the United States?
I'm not sure. It sounds good on the surface, but let's say ISIS would have been successful in conquering the Middle East.
You mean the band of brigands and marauders that was made possible by the U.S. military's...
Well, we funded
what?
But that's all right. Go ahead with your thought.
You keep bringing this military as if the people in the military made a conscious decision to want to do that, and you're not
blaming
it on the politicians.
Yeah, no. Politicians all the time, dude.
Yeah, if we're not clear about that...
You need to cut it out. I mean, because it's...
Cut what out?
Military.
I blame the politicians all the time, but I also am going to blame the military members for following the orders of politicians. Shame on them for being so easily duped by these psychopaths and these sociopaths.
So,
I mean, the military, if the military members actually had, if they actually had some, I don't know, morality or something like that, they'd refuse to go, they'd refuse to go along with this.
Morality. You think any military guy has any morality? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
I don't want to collectivize anybody on either side.
I mean,
yeah.
Dude,
it's immoral to go around the world and drop bombs on innocent people, okay? It's immoral to also support the operations that are dropping bombs on innocent people.
Okay.
Period. End of story.
When we drop bombs on Hitler, did we or did we not prevent a much horrible outcome? When we
Hitler, you mean the guy that rose to power because the U.S. military intervened in World War I? Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Woodrow Wilson got elected on the promise to keep the United States out of war.
Absolutely.
And then broke that promise, and, well, all hell broke loose.
Stephen Wilson.
Yep. We're coming in, coming up in moments. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us on the radio.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio here, and you can bring up anything that you want. And we like it when you disagree with us. It makes things more interesting on the air. We were just talking about the military. We can come back in and discuss that further. Of course, you can also bring in anything or bring up anything you want. You can do it toll-free at 855-450. Free like freedom, 855-450-3733. But that's the old method of contacting the show. For a while, we've had Skype, and that's still available. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You're welcome to call us there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And another high-quality connection method that we have introduced within the last week or so has been the LRN Discord, which you can get involved with. It's actually one of the things that it does is it allows you to call the show. There's a call-in line chat room in there that you can join, and we'll put you on the air from that. But what Discord is it's a sort of a glorified voice chat server. It takes IRC chat, the old Internet Relay chat, to the next level, and it adds newer, more modern features, like the ability to chat live with voice. And our listeners are in there basically all day and all night. We started this Discord server like just over a week or so ago, not very long ago. We're about to hit 200 members, which, according to one of the people who's in there, Stefan in Ohio, he says that when we crossed like 130, we already became the number one libertarian Discord out there.
Neat.
So there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of the opportunity to actually connect with other Free Talk Live listeners, and some of the hosts are also in there. I believe you have a registered account.
Yeah, and I like hanging out there during the show. I can't give it all my attention, needless to say, but it's fun to pop in on the breaks and say hi and see what people are saying.
Absolutely, and I'm frequently there at other times during the day as well. I mean, I've got the Discord thing here open at all times on the LRN studio computer. So it's a way for you to connect with other Free Talk Live listeners and do it live during or before or after the show whenever you want. So go to discord.lrn.fm if you want to get in there. That's discord.lrn.fm. As we continue, let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, boys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Larry?
Hey, it's Larry Vaughn in Indianapolis. If you Google that, you'll see who I am. But in any case, you talk about the war and everything. It's nothing but a scam. And the bad thing about it is we've made it part of our economy. So you can't talk about shutting down the military.
Oh,
if we do that,
right.
We probably take a large section of our economy out of operation. But we need
looking at it the right way. Hold on, let me stop you right there. Okay, yes. If you were to shut down the military, which is, you know, an amazing fantasy, but if you were to be able to do that, then sure, the military equipment manufacturers would be down some, you know, significant contracts. Like, there's no doubt their business would be hurting as a result of that. However, what would also happen is every single person who's in the military would then be able to be working in the productive economy. So instead of working for a government bureaucracy that produces nothing but heartache and dead bodies all around the globe, they would then be able to go and, I don't know, work at Walmart or work at an auto repair shop or work at a restaurant or whatever. And then that would grow the economy because they would then be contributing their labor and their intelligence and their, you know, their ability to create to the actual productive world. And that would be a good thing.
But like I was telling you last week, our economy is now intertwined. Our private corporations and so forth are so much intertwined with the government as far as they get their subsidies, they get their special legislation, they get their tax abatements and so forth. So they're so intertwined with the government that they don't really exist. They're only a fiction, only a de facto corporations that only exist to receive government money. And that's what they do. And they're going
to be talking about corporations. Which corporation?
Any corporation. When you have a corporation come to your town, say, we're going to provide 20,000 jobs by 4032. They come in, they get paid for doing that. They get paid for setting up businesses. They get tax abatements, which takes them
breaks.
Off the tax rolls.
Yep.
And they provide these jobs. So you provide those jobs. You get a $20 million tax abatement.
Well, I'd like to separate this into two separate conversations.
No,
I think your initial point
is the same thing.
I think your initial point with looking at the military industrial complex
intertwined.
I agree with you completely. That is
sure.
A core part of Washington, and it's going to take, I think, near on a revolution to get that out of Washington and to get it actually taken. This is why people need to be educated. They need to understand that. But here's where I disagree with you. I don't think the fact that a corporation, which is a blanket statement that covers everything from, you know, my small business as a form of a corporation to lots of other businesses, are all necessarily evil.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, Larry.
Well, a corporation is just a file folder.
Here's what I'm talking about. De facto corporations that exist only because of their government subsidies and their taxes.
There's no doubt that there are corporations that exist based on government. So I'll give you an example of that. So, like, you know, legal patent trolls. I mean, these are companies that would not exist. And thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate it. Legal patent trolls. These are companies that sit on patents. And they basically sue anybody who tries to do the same thing that the patent is for or something similar to what the patent is for, and they go after them, and they try to get them to settle out of court through just strictly intimidation. And you know, basically, these are companies that would not exist were it not been for patent law.
Purely parasitic.
Correct. They exist based on the fact that the government is out there to funnel money into their industry. And in a lot of cases, you find out these are lawyers who are behind these types of businesses. They created laws. Their lawyer buddies in Washington, D.C. or in the state capitals created laws that would send business, send opportunity to other lawyers who knew how to exploit that system, and that's what you have. Now, there's no doubt that – let's talk more about companies that people are more familiar with. You know, Walmart, Home Depot, mega corporations, right? Monsanto, right? These big corporations arguably would not be as powerful if it weren't for their connections to the government.
Right.
Because the government does provide them with the benefits like Larry was talking about, tax breaks. You didn't get a tax break when you went and opened up your business.
No, and
Chris.
Larry kind of jumped on all corporations because I guess he might feel that all corporations behave the way crony capitalism creates these bonds between corporations and government. And that's a whole different thing. I believe in a free market. Put it this way, I'd love to see one because I don't think one's occurred during my lifetime.
Yep.
Other than... you know, small pockets of people getting together and trading freely, which is
sure.
really cool. But that's what we should be shooting for. We should be looking at ways to separate these tentacles that have intertwined business interests with governments that are willing to trade favors for cash.
Yeah, even if tomorrow the government disappeared, we would still have business. There would still be somebody who needs to sell you the toilet paper that you need or right. whatever, the food that you have to eat. Somebody's always going to be selling you products and services out there. Whether or not they're called corporations, you know, ultimately a corporation is just a legal fiction. It's a file folder that was created by attorneys with the purpose of shielding liability from boards of directors, basically, and right. owners and things like that. I mean, that's all it is. And the most insidious form of a corporation is the municipal corporation, the one that is the government, because governments are corporations, too. So, like, I agree with a lot of the critiques about corporations. I don't think that people who make, you know, take actions should necessarily be shielded from responsibility for those actions. And I think to some extent that's what corporations allow people to do. And these corporations, they sort of favor the politically connected, and they favor those who know the system, the attorneys,
oh, yeah.
the rich people. Because the average person on the street, they don't know what a corporation really is. They know they've heard bad things about them, but they certainly don't know that they could have a corporation own their car, and then that would protect their car from being taken from them if they themselves were ever sued for some kind of, you know, whatever they were sued for.
Well, the other thing is the average person didn't shovel $2.4 million into somebody's campaign fund or donate to their foundation or to their charity. So, you know, there's a whole level of corruption that the average person will never breach.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, David, you're on the air.
I heard the show for the first time this evening.
Welcome.
And I was just heard about a little bit about the budget discussion. I'm a civil service employee, and I heard it mentioned that we would be either back paid or reimbursed for the time we weren't going to work. And that's
depends
not actually the
position.
Case. That's not actually the case in 2013. I was furloughed under the sequester, and my hours were reduced, and I was not back paid or reimbursed or whatever.
So you work for the federal government?
Yes.
All right,
I
want to talk to you a little more and get you to explain, you know, what happened in 2013, because you say you've been through this. So stand by if you can. We're going to bring you back here, David. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.